As Congress considers a bill to allow hundreds of thousands of homeowners to get cheaper loans rather than lose their homes, we go now to one place that could use a little help. Charlotte, North Carolina, has one of the nation's strongest housing markets. Still, some neighborhoods in the city have been hit by foreclosure after foreclosure. Peachtree Hills is one, but people there aren't waiting for the government to rescue their subdivision. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Lisa Miller reports.
Janice Whitaker takes a lot of pride in her suburban Charlotte home. Small replicas of sculptures sit on her polished coffee table, and each cushion on her couch is arranged just so.
People would probably be surprised if they saw inside how nice these houses are. I love my house. As you can see, it's beautiful.
Her house is nice, but the rest of the Peachtree Hills subdivision looks older than its 5 years of age. Ragged lawns, boarded up windows, and scrawny playground equipment. This is a place where families could buy their first homes. But in a familiar national story, mortgage lenders handed out risky loans, and buyers took on more home than they could afford. Now nearly a quarter of the 150 homes in this neighborhood are under foreclosure. Reality set in shortly after Whitaker closed on her house, when she found a bullet hole in the front window.
When did you start thinking about putting the house on the market?
The day we moved here. Before the week was over, I called the real estate and told we couldn't stay here. I couldn't stay here.
Whitaker is not at risk of default, but her home is now one of 20 on the market in Peachtree Hills, and there's more to come. Just a few doors down from Whitaker's house, another real estate sign is going up. Richard Payne, with the Durham, North Carolina-based nonprofit Self Help, wedges the sign into dry soil. He says much is riding on the sale of this home.
We think right now it's at a tipping point where the housing values are going to drastically decrease and it's just going to become a very blighted area, but right now it's not quite there. So what we're trying to do is get in and stabilize the situation. Keep the grass cut and lights on has kind of been the motto of the program.
Self-Help plans to spend $2 million to buy 25 homes in Peachtree Hills. The idea is to rehab the houses and either sell them outright or rent them to people who, with financial counseling, can eventually take over the mortgage. Self-Help has the city of Charlotte behind it and several other nonprofits. Similar experiments are underway in Ohio, Rhode Island, and Virginia, but on a smaller scale.
Just walk around the room and post a dot by the issues that are most important to you.
At a Peachtree Hills Homeowners Association meeting, several people interested in buying self-help homes are here to learn about the neighborhood. Prospective homebuyer Shannon Reeves has no concerns.
I'm still interested because me and my fiance, we're really looking for, you know, a home, not an apartment, home. So we have people that's going to be behind us, you know, have our backs on issues going on in the neighborhood. I've got a feeling that, you know, everything will be okay.
Janice Whitaker, the woman who found a bullet hole in her front window, has lived in Peachtree Hills for 7 months, and just one prospective buyer has looked at her house. But Whitaker has grown accustomed to the neighborhood's struggles and its potential. With the changes coming, she says staying here might be the best thing for her and the community, too. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.